If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Kevin, what's your story today?
I'm going to play a clip from a movie. I want to see if you guys know what movie it's from. You should. It's a popular movie. Been hiding out in this neighborhood ever since. That's an easy one. Any answers?
Rudy.
Rudy.
You said South Bend, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Any guesses? Anyone else?
Oh, it's a baseball movie.
It's not a baseball movie.
Sandlot, no?
Really? I bet you Colin and Andrew will know this one.
Sounder?
Crickets.
Really? Okay. Home Alone, have you guys ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Any of you? Have you heard of the movie Home Alone?
That's not it. Yes.
That was in Home Alone.
What do you mean that's not it? That's when Buzz is teasing Macaulay Culkin about the neighbor who the rumor was he killed his whole family. The South Bend Shovel Slayer. And remember, he's like throwing salt and he's shoveling and they're all looking out the window and then they freak out because he looks at him and they all think old man Marley's this big mean guy, ends up helping Kevin McAllister. Do you guys remember this? The movie Home Alone?
Oh, yeah, I remember
Christmas
this.
Time,
yes.
We played the movie.
He turns out to be a very nice man.
There we go. Okay, the 19th century Winnetka house that played a small but significant role in Home Alone as the home of South Bend Shovel Slayer has sold for around $3 million.
$3 million?
Wow. That's a great one.
Home Alone, guys. Popular movie.
I like the end when he hugs his grandkids.
Yeah.
It's cute.
What's your story, Mary?
Okay, Pete Davidson, how many girlfriends has he had?
A lot.
Yeah, including Kim Kardashian, Kaya Gerber, Ariana Grande. Got me to thinking of that baseball player yesterday. What was his name again, Kevin?
The Big Dumper.
The Big Dumper, yeah.
Anyway, Pete Davidson and his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, this is his latest. She's a model, of course, just like most of his other ones were. They're having a baby.
Wow.
He's actually going to be a dad. So, yeah, they've been dating since March. I just got this off thepeople.com.
Well, that's a long term for him.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you think
he was
gets
with
these...
Kim Kardashian for about a year, wasn't he? Which was surprising.
I don't know. They're all pretty quick. And Kate Beckinsale.
How does he get these women?
I don't know. He's not that attractive.
As one of our texters.
Personality.
I heard he's got a lot to go around.
Mm-hmm. His personality.
That's the word. And thank you to that texter, because I've never been really able to, describe what people say.
So what you mean, he's just a big, caring guy when you say that, right? And he's got a lot of loving to give around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a big dumper, big. Like the...
Yeah.
He does have big lips.
Steve's face.
Oh, but it's still he's not attractive.
Oh, man.
Are you done, or you want to carry on a little
No,
more?
Keep going, Mary. Yeah, we're not done.
I'm done.
No.
That was my story.
Anything else stand out?
Got it off the people.
What's up with Pete Davidson? I can't wait for tomorrow's installment.
What's up with his big
lips?
No,
that's Friday. Tomorrow's only Wednesday.
Have you seen the lips on him?
Okay. What's your story?
Have you ever worn, I'm going to say this is for Mary and Lisa more than Kevin, a decorative wig?
No, but I'm considering it.
Are you?
I'm considering it.
Why?
You have beautiful hair.
Well, because they're so easy. So, like, I've got a couple events this week, and by the time I take my headphones on and off 55 times during the show, and I've got zero time to get ready to go to the event, I'm like, if I could just pop on a wig and walk out the door, I'd be all for it.
Just put on a baseball hat.
Okay, so then, do you know what Remy human hair is?
No.
No.
Well, apparently there's a kerfuffle, and I'm here to report on it. The legacy of the estate of Tina Turner sells wigs, Tina Turner wigs, mm-hmm. and they're designed by Arthur Johns, who I guess was Tina's designer, and they're guaranteed to come with 100% Remy human hair. I don't know what that is. Anyway, they put one up this week, and it was all signed. They're all signed by Arthur Johns. It was a big deal. The launch of the new wig, and people complained that it looked like Little Orphan Annie, and they pulled it off the website, took it down within 24 hours. It was like $900 to buy it, and Remy Johns or Arthur Johns says, he doesn't understand. No one told him. He said, this is what Tina wore but the fans didn't like it, so they took it down. So, I mean, they've got to have a surplus of these, Lisa. Maybe you buy one of these. It could be your starter wig.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a friend who went through cancer and started wearing a wig, and now she just finds it to be so easy. She does it all the time, and she looks fantastic.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to be careful not to. I mean, obviously, there are people who wear it for medical reasons, but more and more think women wear them for fashion.
Do you remember in the 70s? My mother used to wear a wig all the time for fun. I mean, she had like a frosted wig. Remember frosted hair?
My mom had a fall.
A fall,
yeah,
absolutely.
Fall.
Which
yeah,
I guess
my mom had that styrofoam head in her bedroom, and
so did my mom.
Wig time out, there, the
time
fall.
Out. Kevin, anything?
No, nothing.
Like, no,
they were scary. Those heads.
So the fall would have been like the modern day or latter day extensions, right? I mean,
yes.
Right. And they say that Remy hair is human hair that has been gathered from a donor with the cuticle layer intact and all strands running in the same direction. I don't know about that. Another one says Remy hair is a human ponytail, which, you know, is what a lot of people buy. Oh, I did wear one of those once. Yeah, yeah. There was a guy doing my hair for an event, and he goes, "You want a big ponytail in the back?" I'm like, yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
I wore like a big bun thing for, a dancing competition.
We got the big dumper, and we got the big ponytail.
Yeah. And the big bun.
The big bun. Yes.
I still have some of that.
Said Jeff? Remy is a brand of very good quality human hair.
Yeah, well, it's very good quality. It's human hair, and apparently the Tina Turner fans are incensed by it. They don't like it. It looks nice and curly, but it doesn't look like something Tina would wear. We're on a first name basis, but her designer says it is. So who knows?
Yeah, and you know now everybody does extensions, and they're literally, either weaving hair into the hair you have, or they're using this tape. And there's nothing worse than being out and you see someone's tape is showing on the back of their head, and you're like,
I can say that's one of the things I've never noticed.
Oh, wow. Pay close attention. You'll see it. All right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.